This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israel has intensified its bombardment in and around Gaza's second-largest city Tuesday, with ambulances and other vehicles streaming into a local hospital carrying wounded Palestinians. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Under U.S. pressure to prevent further mass casualties, Israel said it will be more precise as it widens its offensive into southern Gaza after obliterating much of the north. Satellite photos show tanks and troops massing outside the southern city of Khan Yunis, the latest target of the offensive, which was home to more than 400,000 people before the war. Israel's ordered people out of nearly two dozen neighborhoods instead of the entire region, as it did in the north, but there are fewer and fewer places for people to go. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A World Health Organization official said Tuesday, as a result of Israel's intensified bombing in the south, the situation in Gaza is deteriorating by the hour. WHO Gaza representative Richard Pieperkorn told reporters via video link Tuesday the health system infrastructure in Gaza is crippled.
I think we are close by, humanity's darkest hour, and this has been the message, I think, from WHO, the UN in general. This bombings and, I would say, and senseless loss of life must stop now. I mean, we need a sustained ceasefire.
At the same news briefing, a spokesman for the UN Children's Agency, UNICEF, James Elder, said the areas of Gaza designated as safe by Israel were nowhere near meeting basic requirements, warning that absence of sanitation and shelter there have created a perfect storm for a disease outbreak. Officials in Qatar said Tuesday six Ukrainian children taken by Russia in the wake of Moscow's invasion of Ukraine are to be reunited with their families after mediation by the Gulf state. Russia had been accused of forcibly deporting thousands of Ukrainian children from schools, hospitals, and orphanages. This is VOA News. Rescuers searching the hazardous slopes of Indonesia's Mount Merapi volcano found more bodies among the climbers caught by surprise by Sunday's eruption, raising the number of confirmed and presumed dead to 23. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Eddie Mardianto, the deputy police chief in West Sumatra province, says the latest bodies were found not too far from the eruption site, estimated to be only a few yards away. Mardianto adds, we're facing problems with unpredictable weather and also tough terrain, where the wind's still carrying volcanic ash and hot clouds. So it's not easy for us to evacuate the bodies. Climbers are only officially allowed below the danger zone and have to register at two command posts or online. However, local officials acknowledge many people may have climbed higher than permitted. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Hong Kong pro-democracy activist Agnes Chow, who fled to Canada while free on bail, told the Reuters news service she won't be returning home to Hong Kong amid a crackdown that curbed her freedoms, defying a warning from Hong Kong's leader that she would be pursued for life. Chow was released from prison in June of 2021 after being jailed for unauthorized assembly. But a separate allegation of collusion with foreign forces under a China-imposed national security law passed following pro-democracy protests in 2019 made her life very difficult.
I found it very, very, very hard to live normally. Like, for example, it was hard for me to, for example, open up a new bank account. It was hard for me to find a full-time job. It was hard for me to find an apartment because of the political, you know, atmosphere in Hong Kong, that people would self-censor themselves and don't want to provide anything to Democrats or, you know, activists like me.
Hong Kong authorities agreed to allow Chow to travel to Toronto's for a master's degree program earlier this year. Hong Kong leader John Lee Tuesday said the police will do their utmost to pursue her and arrest her. A house in Arlington, Virginia, just outside Washington, D.C., was leveled by a massive explosion late Monday. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
The incident began Monday afternoon at a duplex in Washington, D.C.'s Virginia suburbs when Arlington County police responded to reports of shots fired, which they later determined came from a flare gun. Several hours later, as police attempted to serve a search warrant, the suspect inside the house fired several rounds inside, and then the house exploded.
The whole house shook from the sound concussion.
Neighbor Bob Maines tells the AP he thought maybe a tree had fallen on his house.
So then I went outside and I saw people heading down the street.
Video of the incident shows a sudden blast that threw timbers and fire high in the air and collapsed the house instantly. Captain Nate Heiner with the Arlington County Fire Department says they don't yet know the cause of the explosion.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.